What else would be better than spending the wealth in the path of Allah who actually gave us? And then when we look at this entire concept of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mindset that we've been given and what a great cause this is, if we look back at it and how during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he also announced to help Islam financially, how the Sahaba, they came forward and how they helped Islam, and they felt it to be an honor for them. They felt to be a privilege for them. And how they came forward, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave them the glad tidings, that was remarkable, and it lifts our spirit up as well, that this is something which is a fundamental part of our faith. As when the verse لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ, this verse which encourages us to donate in the path of Allah Almighty, meaning you shall not attain piety until you spend in the way of Allah that which you hold dear. Not only spend in the way of Allah, but that which you hold dear. And whatever you spend, so indeed Allah is aware of it. Now, Sayyidah, when this verse was revealed, now the Sahaba, they had a mindset that we have to spend in the way of Allah and that which is dear to us. Not only spend, but that which is dear to us. Now, Sahaba like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, they would start thinking to themselves that which blessing of Allah do I have which is beloved to me? As soon as the verse of the command of Allah has been revealed, this verse is revealed, they would start thinking, pondering that, okay, Allah has given me this, 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 but what is most beloved to me? So I can act upon this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and donate in the path of Allah something that is beloved to me. This was the mindset of the Sahaba. The likes of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, the third caliph of Islam, at the occasion of the expedition of Tabuk, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam announced for financial help, Uthman ibn Ghani radiallahu anhu, he came forward. And then when the time of giving came, he gave a lot more than what he actually had announced for. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the glad tiding he gave and all that. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, when it came to donate for Islam, how open-heartedly he gave. But yet, what we need to understand over here is there are two things. One, they donated. And two, they donated what they liked. You know, what was most beloved to them? Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, great companion. Every companion is great, alhamdulillah. But some, of course, they stand out. Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu, he was a very wealthy individual. And when this verse was revealed, he started to think to himself that, what do I own and what is most beloved to me? A wealthy person, he would have so many things, so many blessings. But within those blessings, what is it that he likes the most? Now he starts to think about this. Now he says that from everything that I owned, I especially liked a garden, which was Bayruha, the garden called Bayruha. So when this verse was revealed, he stood in front of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he said that from everything I own, I especially like my garden, which is called Bayruha. So I hereby donate that garden in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet, subhanAllah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he expressed great joy, and then that garden was distributed amongst his relatives as per the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he commanded. So these are a few accounts that give us a mindset of two things. One, how important it is to donate in the path of Allah Almighty, and then that too from the wealth which Allah has given to us, and that also which is beloved to us. So this verse is in front of us, the blessings are there, the excellencies of giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are there. But again, the great work, the level at which Dawud Islam is working, that is all in front of us, alhamdulillah. So today Allah Almighty has blessed us, alhamdulillah. So keeping all these excellences before us, we should donate wholeheartedly, we should try as much as we can